I have to say to my missus, I don't want you to call me unless there's an emergency or there's a problem. Because if you're thinking at home all the time, then you can't settle with the deprivation you're actually going through.
Well, you just counted the days, really. You just you got there. If there was only 13 days to go, and you don't count the day you got there and the day you leave, so it's actually it's only 12. And we all used to kid ourselves into thinking, oh, we haven't got long to go. And then in the middle of your 2 weeks, you do a short shift and switch from doing the opposite 12 hours. And of course, then it was you were over the hill and it was on the downward slope.
If you think about home, you know, it depresses you. But it used to depress me, put it that way.
At one point when my elder son was born, we came home on leave. We were working in the Far East then. Came home on leave with a dark-haired 3-month-old baby. I went back to work 2 weeks before my wife travelled over there. She came to meet me at the airport. And there was this bald baby that burst out crying as soon as he saw me, because he hadn't seen me for 2 or 3 weeks. So that aspect, especially when your children are really small, you miss a lot of their growing up.
The ones who had trouble there, like I said, with those who, the kiddies' birthdays and everything were there, you know. And they used to bring the whole morale down, you know, somebody's got them. And I've seen full-grown guys crying, you know, because they miss being home.
We used to have our Christmas either before I went or when I came back.